Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Wrestle Chat Radio. We have moved up our weekly wrap-up to Thursday due to the unbelievable occurrences yesterday at WWE and the amount of people they released that really leaves me scratching my head. What the actual hell is going on in the WWE? Now, before we give you the list of names, let me just tell you that there's been a lot of speculation about this person and that person and this person and that person. These are the only people we know for sure have been released. Braun Strowman, Aleister Black, Lana, Ruby Riott, Buddy Murphy, and NXT's Santana Garrett. Now, this leaves me scratching my head. It really does. I don't understand this. And this solidifies my point that the WWE has absolutely no idea from minute to minute what the hell they are doing. Don't believe me? Braun Strowman cut a promo Monday night saying he couldn't wait to get back out on the road. Aired it Monday night. Wednesday's fired. So don't tell me that's not a last-minute decision. The week before last, Aleister Black interfered in a match costing Big E his chance at the title to set up a feud. You invested I don't know how much money in all of these clips of him coming soon. Now he's fired. Lana wrestled this week. And by the way, has a 5-year contract. We're going to go through these one at a time. Because I'm starting to get the impression that the WWE really just doesn't give one damn. All the WWE is at this point is a money-making machine. And if they said you could make money playing tiddlywinks in the middle of the ring between Corey Graves and Byron Saxton, then that's what you'd see. I don't even know if they give a damn about wrestling anymore. This is at a time when they have just said we're opening up touring and we're going to obviously need as many warm bodies as they can get, right, if you're going to tour. So let me get this straight. You're opening up the damn touring and you're cutting your roster. Let's first talk about Braun Strowman. He cut a promo, literally cut a promo Monday night, saying can't wait to get back out and then see the fans and blah, blah, blah. Monday night. This is a guy who in your last pay-per-view was going for the title, main eventing your last pay-per-view. Now, we've said on this show for some time, if you have nothing better for Braun Strowman, let him go. But that wasn't really a suggestion so much as it was a little bit of incentive to maybe find something to do with him. So now he's gone. You don't need him anymore, right? You got Omos. You already got a big monster guy. Why have another big monster guy, right? You sucked all of the juice out of that orange, so let's throw that away. Don't bother trying to reinvent. Don't bother trying to come up with something creative. Why bother? We are now living in the age where the WWE has planned obsolescence. And what that basically means is we'll suck whatever we can get out of you. We ain't reinventing you. We're not fixing you. We're not doing anything else. We're just chucking you out when you're done. On to the next guy. Braun Strowman had $1 million-a-year contract, and that is the reason probably he's gone. They're saying, well, budget cuts, budget cuts, budget cuts. Budget cuts my ass. You made more money this year than you've made in I don't know how long, and this year's beginning to look up. Now, let me be very frank with you. I have no information that what I'm about to say is true. But this is what a company does, cut expenditures before they sell a company. They cut all the long-term ties because it's too hard to sell a company when you have long-term, huge money ties. So you cut all of those million-dollar contracts. Lana had tweeted she signed a multi-million-dollar contract with the WWE and still had years left on it. Years. Like four. So it appears to me that the WWE seems to be cutting bait when it comes to the large, large contracts. And that's what a corporation or a company does prior to selling. Now, I heard some rumors Disney was interested. Disney is not interested, in my opinion. Disney was interested in the WWE network to stream on their network. Peacock got that. So I'm not 100% sure that Disney at this stage wants it. I don't know. But there's a ton of other places that would buy the WWE if Vince McMahon really wants out. And he might. And this could be a clue. Talk about Braun Strowman for a minute. You used him as a main eventer in your last pay-per-view. You literally played his promo Monday night, which means that Monday night Raw airtime, you had no idea you were going to fire Braun Strowman, or you would not have put that clip on. So what happened between Monday night at 9 o'clock, when that aired, and Wednesday? Something happened. Now, this just goes to show you how the WWE lives minute to minute. Remember, we have said this for years on this show. They're literally not planning ahead on anything. I have no idea what's going on from minute to minute. So, Mike, Monday night, his promo is on. Wednesday afternoon, he's gone.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, I don't get it. This guy, you obviously, I don't know how much it costs for you to make, sit him down and have him make that promo. I mean, my guess is not an insignificant amount of money for you to get the cameras and the cameraman and all this thing and have a wrestler and have a performer do what Braun Strowman did. And cut that promo, ending up in his catchphrase, get these hands, of course, and then cut him that next night, within 2 days. Talk about a big waste of money.
Well, you know, it's not even so much that, because, you know, the cameras are there anyway. They're going to film Monday Night Raw anyway. If Braun Strowman's in the back, it costs nothing to him to just walk out in front of the camera and say, I can't wait to get back on the road and show the fans. Well, that costs nothing. Here's what does cost us, though. You promoted the man as your main event going for your top title at your last pay-per-view. What the actual hell? They had no idea they were going to release Braun Strowman because if they knew they were going to release Braun Strowman, there is no way he'd be in the main event of your last pay-per-view. No way. You'd have kept him out of the pay-per-view completely. You'd have tried to bury him as much as you can. So what? He lost, but he looked good in losing. So this is outrageous. And believe me when I tell you, someone will make good use of Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman won't be out of work long. He's not the world's greatest wrestler, but he does have a lot of he has draw power. See, that's the thing I don't understand. If you put Braun Strowman's coming to a house show in somewhere, well, people will come to see Braun Strowman. I still believe that. Even if he's not your top-notch guy, he's a big dude, and he's unusual-looking, and you want to see him. You want to see him live. It's one of the guys you're like, I'd like to see that guy live. And he's gone now. I don't know, Todd, because Monday night, like I said, he was front and center in his promos, and now he's gone.
You're absolutely right there, like you said about Braun Strowman. Monday night, he was doing a vignette, returns to coming back from an injury and going on the road. Next thing you know, 2 days later, he disappeared. Oh, we don't need you anymore. You're fired. Here's your pink slip.
It's really unbelievable. He beat Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. I don't know. Something's up. Okay? I smell a rat. Because this doesn't make sense. It's not like the WWE's on their heels saying we have got no money. You got room on your roster for Eva Marie. But Braun Strowman, we can't figure out what to do with him. Yeah, I know, because you ruined him. You know, the funny thing about it is you didn't have to do anything with him. You could just leave him alone, and he still would have been fine. But you had to screw with him. You had to screw with him. You had to make him insignificant. And then it's his fault, and he's fired. Let's go to Lana. Now, Lana may not shock a lot of people. Her husband went over to AEW. She was kind of looked at as, not a top-quality wrestler. Maybe a top name, but not really a top-quality wrestler. But then why did you sign her to a 5-year multimillion-dollar deal? And the initial thought was, to keep her from going to AEW with her husband. Correct. What's keeping her from doing that now? See what I mean? So you're not even thinking long-term anymore. You're not thinking past today. She wrestled this week. They had new outfits and new entrants. I mean, you've got to be – something's very, very, very wrong. Because you're not going to convince me that the WWE had Braun Strowman or Lana on the chopping block when they both were front and center to an extent on this week's programming. Braun Strowman was a main eventer of a pay-per-view, last pay-per-view. And Lana and Naomi came out with matching outfits and a brand new entrance this week. Now, I don't think there's any doubt that if Tony Khan is anything short of completely, unconsciously stupid, that he will sign Lana. You would literally have to be out of your mind not to sign her and put her with Miro. You would literally have to be out of your mind. But that doesn't matter. Because once again, it begs the question, why then sign her to a multi-year, multi-million-dollar deal to keep her away from AEW and then basically hand them Lana? Doesn't make a lot of sense, Mike, and it worries me about what might be the future here in WWE.
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, you did that to do this, and you – obviously, you spent the money. Again, not only did you give her this multi-million dollar deal, but spent the money to get them new out. Now, granted, it probably doesn't take much to make those outfits or whatever, but you spent the time. It's not just the money. It's the time to come up with a new entrance, to have whoever makes the outfits make the outfits. And basically, we've talked about it looked like Naomi was kind of bored or whatever, but that's neither here nor there. You spent the time and obviously the money to do this with them, to make them look like an actual tag team, and then she's fired?
It's mind-boggling. But now let's get more to your point about spending money and getting nothing out of it. Aleister Black's vignettes probably were not cheap. there was a lot of editing and a lot of different things that went into making that dark father image thing that he was doing. And you played it every week in anticipation. We're going to see a new Aleister Black. We're going to see a new Aleister Black. We're really going to promote him this time, gang. We're really going to give him a shot this time. Don't worry, Aleister Black fans. See what we're doing? We're repackaging him. We're really, really going to do something. He interferes and costs Big E his shot at a title. And from what I hear, they actually filmed the rebuttal from Big E and Aleister Black. The second part of that angle was filmed. And then Aleister Black is gone. Aleister Black tweeted, I'm shell-shocked. That's exactly what he tweeted. He said, "This talk about coming out of left field. Never saw it coming." That's exactly what he said. Never saw it coming. They had just, as I said, put a substantial amount of effort, time, and money into this dark father image. They had just re-debuted him. Something's wrong, folks. This isn't your normal cuts, okay? And the reason this isn't your normal cuts is your normal cuts are people you say, we don't really have nothing for them anyway. And they weren't signed to major contracts like Bo Dallas and, those people. They weren't signed to huge money contracts, but we just don't have anything for them. Or some guy like Samoa Joe that you say, he's injured an awful lot. And we don't really want to get him back in the ring, and he wants to get back in the ring, and we want him to stay an announcer. Even that one was making me scratch my head. But I get that they were butting heads about whether to get him back in the ring or keeping him as an announcer. That's not the case with any of these people. You thought as highly of them as you could, or you wouldn't have signed them to the deals you had them signed to. And then all of a sudden you released them all. Aleister Black might be the one that blows me away the most. Why did you keep him on the sidelines for 6 months and then start shooting all these brand new vignettes telling the fans, get behind this. We're really going to push this. This is going to be something cool. And then just snatch it away from them. Do you think fans don't have there's no backlash to that using your own pay-per-view words? You don't think there's going to be a backlash to that? You don't think that WWE fans, I'm not even an Aleister Black fan, and I'm pissed at you. And I'll tell you why I'm pissed. Because you purposely dangled a carrot and then said, no, we're not giving you anything. And you do that too many times to your fans, and fans become disgruntled and they leave. Had you cut ties with Aleister Black when you cut ties with his wife, fine. Fans would have been mad, but they would have accepted it. You weren't doing much with them anyway. But you just started doing stuff with them. Once again, Mike proving they had no idea they were going to cut Aleister Black even a week ago.
Right, and that's the thing. And look, here's the deal. You spent the money to do this, right, to come up with this gimmick, to do it just to snatch it away from the fans, right? Again, if Tony Khan or Impact or whomever, I mean, frankly, Dark Father would fit in nicely. A Dark Father type character would fit in nicely with, I don't know, Crazy Steve and Decay or somebody like something like that. I mean, if I'm Impact or if I'm even Tony Khan, you know, I'd jump on Aleister Black like that. I mean, I've seen different people say, have Aleister Black go to what you call it, and he'll have some great matches with Kenny Omega, you know. Yeah,
look,
sure.
He can't use Aleister Black anymore, but he'll go back to Tommy End, which he's already doing. But again, it just proves that the WWE did not know this. This is not planned stuff, folks. This wasn't things where they were like, we're making some annual cuts, and it looks like the following guys are on the chopping block. No. Because if that was the case, they wouldn't have put any money in or any gave them any airtime. They didn't know. They didn't know this Monday. Quite obviously. Next one up is Ruby Riott. I would love for someone to explain to me what Ruby Riott did wrong. She was probably one of the most unique looking of the WWE women's division. She was extraordinarily good in the ring. She cut very good promos. And I will go to my grave saying she was the very first person who ever actually had a good match with Ronda Rousey until later on. When Ronda Rousey was first being promoted and she was tearing through people, it was all a horror show. Looked terrible. Ruby Riott was the first person to come along and say, oh, well, that looked like a pretty good match, actually. I don't know what the WWE's problem is with her. Again, you've got room for Eva Marie. You have no room for Ruby Riott. I don't understand this one, Todd. I mean, and I know that you had reported in on our Facebook page that her partner, Liv Morgan, had also been released, but that's not been confirmed, and I don't think she's been released.
Oh, you're absolutely right there, yeah, as well. Like you said, I thought she got released too, and I was wrong on that as well. And you know, on the situation with Eva Marie, they promote her. Come on now, she's not even a good wrestler.
No, they're going to promote her to the heavens, but they can't find a spot for Ruby Riott. What it seems to be, folks, is this. There used to be this horrible, horrible stigma that when a kid got, like, a new pet, they got tired of their old pet, and then it was just like, oh, I don't pay no attention to my old pet. Now it's all about my new pet. That's what the WWE is kind of like. A new toy, a new pet. It's just like, oh, well, I'm sick of playing with that one. Let me just throw that one away, and I'll just go get a new one. And when I get sick of that one, I'll just get a new one. But what they don't realize is the fans, you have to have the fans become emotionally invested in the workers you have. And when you give us an angle and tell us, please buy into this angle, please follow us along, we're doing our best to try to promote this person, and we need you to kind of, you know, invest your time and effort into giving us the benefit of the doubt that we're really going to do something with this Aleister Black guy. Look at the fancy new way we're promoting him. Look, we're throwing him right into a feud with Big E. You're gonna love this. And then we say, okay, all right, well, you got me. I want to see where this Aleister Black thing's going. Nowhere. He's fired. Suckers. You think fans are going to put up with that? You think fans are going to put up with that? That's a personal affront to the fans that you told, please watch this and please buy into this. You wasted our time. You wasted our energies. And that's not forgivable. It's outrageous, is what it is. It's outrageous. Now I'm going to get on the fans a little bit. You cost Buddy Murphy the job. Buddy Murphy can be a professional all he wants to and say, I love my time in the WWE, and I thank all the fans for supporting me. The fans didn't support him. The fans turned on him like a pack of vultures because they dared to do an angle where he might have been romantically involved on a storyline basis with a 19-year-old girl, and, oh, no one can have that. We are so offended as wrestling fans that anyone would do that. We're going to get behind our keyboards and instantly write our displeasure because we're so socially moral. So the WWE said, fine, well, that's all we had to do with him. So if you don't like that, we got nothing for him. What did I tell you? What did I tell every single one of you fans when you were complaining about that? I said, you're going to cost the man his job. You understand that, right? Because the WWE don't play that game. They don't play the game of, well, fans don't really like what we're doing with this guy, so I guess they just don't like this guy. That's the game they play. They don't play the "we'll give you something you like" with him. That's not how it works. The WWE is, this is what we're serving. If you say, "well, I don't like that particular dish," they don't say, "we'll make you another one." They just say, "then go hungry." So I told you all, stop this nonsense. It's a fictional relationship. Stop being offended. You know how many 28-year-old or 30-year-old guys are out there dating a 19 or 20-year-old girl? A lot of them. The same people who are writing in to complain about Buddy Murphy on TV pretending to be Aaliyah's boyfriend are the same people listening to rock bands who are sleeping with 16-year-olds at 40. And you don't care about that. Rock and roll, man. Yeah, please. And that's real. That's not made up. That's not just a storyline. So guess what? You cost Buddy Murphy his job. I hope you're happy. I don't want to hear one fan complain about Buddy Murphy losing his job because you're the one who cost him his job. Simple and to the point. As far as Santana Garrett, it didn't appear. They said they were going to call her up to the main roster. It didn't appear they had anything for her. That one doesn't shock me. If I heard yesterday, well, Santana Garrett's released, and even Buddy Murphy, I would have said, well, that makes sense. Fan complained and cost him his job. Santana Garrett, they had nothing for. Those weren't the shocking ones. Now, I'm going to tell you, can Liv Morgan be far behind? What is exactly that plan for Liv Morgan? You don't have enough women's tag teams to even have a division at this point, and you're breaking up tag teams. You broke up two yesterday. Two. So what's this going to be, the end of the women's tag team division? Because you don't have any women's tag teams. How many you got? Four. It's outrageous. And this is not done for budget cuts, folks. Please, please understand this is not done for budget cuts. This federation, if they wanted to, could hire every single wrestler on the face of God's green earth and still probably turn a profit. It's not for budget cuts. I am truly convinced at this point that the WWE is shopping their entire franchise around, and they don't want any major, long-term, heavy money contracts to workers they don't consider main eventers. See, sometimes that happens. Like, unfortunately, with a couple of guys they thought were going to be big, they signed them to pretty good side contracts. And then they weren't so big, and they're like, well, we still got to pay this contract. We still got to honor it. And those are the guys that you say, they're on the chopping block because they gave them X amount of money, and it was quite a bit of money, thinking they were going to be main event superstars, and didn't work out that way. And now they're, you know, preliminary guys, basically, and they're making as much as a main event guy, and that's going to be a problem. That I get. But Braun Strowman was still a main event guy. I don't care if he was ruined. He's still a main event guy because he could still draw. Aleister Black, you had no idea what you could do with him because you never really did anything with him. I mean, you give him a little short run. You have to do better than that. Aleister Black was not good on the mic. Aleister Black was a guy who was too small for his character. I agree with all of those things. But he was a really good wrestler, so could you not have really just gave it a shot with a little something a little different? Maybe this Dark Father thing would have worked. Who knows? I'm sitting here saying, am I going to hear today that Liv Morgan is released? Am I going to hear that Keith Lee is released? Am I going to hear that Bray Wyatt's released? I mean, Bray Wyatt's got a very, very, very fat contract, and you're doing exactly nothing with him. This is getting ugly. And I'll tell you what it's doing to the WWE in case they don't know. It's isolating your fan base. That's number one. Number two, it's making you look petty, and it's making you look desperate. when you keep cutting people and saying, well, we have to, we're going back on the road, it's going to cost us a lot of money, and we got to cut some of these contracts. What, are you paupers now? Are you small-time? That makes you look small-time. Makes you look very, very small-time. I once heard of a band who rented a limo to take them to their gig, even though they knew that renting the limo was actually going to cost them more money than what they would have gotten paid at the gig. So they're out money for playing the night. And when I said, that was kind of dumb, no? I mean, at the end of the day, you're playing for free. And as a matter of fact, you lost money to play. And they said, but it makes us look big time. And the next person we go to, well, they arrived in a limo and they got a big, you know, they're pretty, apparently they're pretty big. And I get it. It's how you look to the outside. Well, you know how the WWE looks to the outside right now? They look like a franchise that can't afford to stay in business. While AEW is signing everyone and they look like a franchise that's saying, we got all the money in the world. We're thriving. We're doing great. We can afford all of these people that the WWE can't. It makes the WWE look ridiculous. I'm not a huge AEW fan, but I love when fans say, oh, AEW is just WWE light. They sign old WWE's leftovers and it makes them look bad. No, it doesn't. It makes the WWE look bad because it makes the WWE look like, well, we can't afford to keep these guys. Now, it's one thing if they're ancient. It's one thing if you're losing guys that you say, well, look, the Big Show was past his prime. There's nothing you're going to do with him or Mark Henry or whatever. Who cares? But when you start losing guys like Rusev, and if they sign Aleister Black or they sign Braun Strowman or they sign Lana or Ruby Riott, you got to be shaking your head saying, how does that make AEW look bad? That makes AEW look like smart and thriving businessmen who can afford the contracts of these people that the WWE had to cut because of budget, because we're small time. That's the way they look, Mike. They're starting to look like a small time organization. They don't want to look that way to the eyes of the fans.
And frankly, think about this. We're talking about Ruby Riott and Lana. I guarantee you, yeah, Lana's not that good of a wrestler. But she was improving. And we know how good Ruby Riott can be. If they end up signing those two guys, to those two women to that division in AEW, that's going to improve that division and actually hurt the WWE because you're taking away an improving wrestler and a possible great wrestler in Ruby Riott and Lana, you know. And look, here's the deal. How far behind is Liv Morgan? Remember, they cut the third person in the Riott squad earlier this year. They cut Sarah Logan. Now, granted, Sarah Logan went on to get pregnant, but that has nothing to do with it. And after they cut Sarah Logan, what did AJ Styles say? You know?
Yeah, I know. You're playing into the enemy camp. Because if you think Ruby Riott will not improve the women's division of AEW, oh my God, you're insane. Now, maybe Eva Marie has improved. But even if she has improved by 100%, do you think she is close to Ruby Riott's ability in the ring? The answer is no. So once again, the WWE is saying, we don't give a damn. We know Eva Marie can't wrestle, but she's hot. So is that what we're going back to? Is that what we're going back to? And if that's the case, why'd you let Lana go? So you can't even be, you can't even hang your hat on that. Otherwise, Lana would still be there. You're not going for ability. You're not going for looks. What is it exactly you're going for? I'll tell you what it is. It's familiarity. They say, oh, the reason we're not drawing ratings is the fans are sick of these personalities. The fans are sick of these wrestlers. They see them all the time, and they're sick of them. They can't really maintain their fan base. No, it's you who aren't doing your job. Braun Strowman would have every bit of the fan base he always had if you used him correctly. Ruby Riott would have a gigantic fan base if you used her correctly. Buddy Murphy would have a very good fan base if the fans would get off of their social justice warrior nonsense and stop complaining every time something happens that offends their delicate sensibilities. If you wanted to let Lana go, I don't understand because you just signed her to a 5-year deal. But if you say, well, we did and it was a mistake and she's not getting any better and we just don't know. Okay. And maybe she would rather be with her husband anyway. Okay. All right. I think it's a mistake. Just like I thought it was a mistake to let Rusev go, but okay. Well, you can't tell me that the same holds true of Aleister Black and Braun Strowman. You can't tell me that. It's not true. That's your inability. Every time these guys get fired, it's the blame of the people who couldn't find something to do with them. Now, Aleister Black had said, I put a lot of my own creativity into this character. And I really thought it was going to work. And they just literally pulled the plug on me. And he said, don't blame creative because creative was there for me and they were doing their best. Yeah, Paul Heyman was a supporter. Big deal. Paul Heyman carries no weight. Vince McMahon never liked Paul Heyman. He doesn't carry any weight. He'll say, I really like this guy. And Vince will be like, yeah, we're going to job him out. Because he doesn't care what Paul Heyman has to say. What I'm talking about are the writers who said, we can't even find anything to do in the beginning with. You introduced Aleister Black as the tag team partner of Ricochet, totally out of character, totally not the guy he was, and then said, oopsie, we made a mistake. Let's introduce him as the guy he was. And people said, we don't buy it because we already saw him as a tag team with Ricochet and he wasn't this guy. Corey Graves said he fights for the blue-collar man. Remember that? Aleister Black is fighting for the blue-collar man. That's his gimmick? That's Hacksaw Jim Duggan. That's Otis. What the hell has Aleister Black got to do with the blue-collar man? I couldn't even believe it when I heard it. That's because you had no idea what to do with him. None. Zero. You had no path forward for him. So you're the one who destroyed him. As far as Braun Strowman, you had a tiger by the tail, man. And you had to ruin him. You had to screw with him. This is a guy who could have been your future Kane. Okay, he doesn't win all the time, just like Kane didn't after a while. But he's still considered really tough. He could still do a main event here and there. You could still resurge him every once in a while and do something, you know, major with him. And you could have done it for years and years and years. What is he, 35, 36? His style of wrestling, he'd do it another 8-10 years. Now we'll do it another 8-10 years for somebody else. And I'm going to tell you this time, I am not taking the WWE side. I hope AEW signs them, and I hope they do extraordinarily well. That's what I hope. That's my hope right now. And I will make this promise. If they sign Aleister Black, Lana, and Braun Strowman, I will watch AEW every week. Because now you have some people I'm actually interested in. I'm not interested in that many AEW guys. I'm just not. And the ones I actually am interested in, either A, don't wrestle that much, or B, they're getting very, very much older and they're not going to be around much longer. But if you start signing people like this, of course I'm going to tune in to see how they're going to use Lana and Miro. Of course I'm going to tune in to see how they might do Brian Cage versus Braun Strowman or something. Ruby Riott could turn this women's division on its head. So, yeah, and Buddy Murphy, too. Buddy Murphy would be a great addition. Great addition. So if my message to Tony Khan is this, don't think that if you sign these people, you're going to look like we're just taking WWE's leftovers. That is not the truth anymore. When you signed Mark Henry and the Big Show, that's how it looked. You sign these people, and it's going to make you look like we're the top brand. We can afford these guys. These are still quality wrestlers who can draw, by the way, and have a name, by the way. And we see money in them. And we're successful enough to be able to afford them, where the WWE has to cut them for budget reasons. It's a win-win for AEW if they sign some of these people, Mike.
And really, and think about this, there was also rumors about the WWE and New Japan getting into a deal, right? Now, you tell me,
yep,
what would Braun Strowman look like in New Japan?
Can you imagine? That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying. What sense does it make?
Yeah, and think about this. Now, with all these firings and stuff, what does that say is going to happen with that potential deal with New Japan? Well, it's probably going to evaporate, and now New Japan, the whole thing with New Japan, WWE versus AEW, well, with this thing happening now, New Japan's going to say, well, we can't really trust that in its current form that WWE is going to be around, so we're going to stick with AEW, and hell, we could very well see a Braun Strowman sighting in New Japan at some point.
Well, to that point, I think New Japan is going to go where the money is because they can still say, well, we could see Bobby Lashley, who's just as big as Braun Strowman, against somebody. We could see Omos, who's actually bigger, against somebody. So it's not necessarily that. They're going to go basically where the money is, but you do have to take a look at it and say, well, is New Japan going to take a look at this and say, well, why all these cuts? Are they financially struggling? Why all of a sudden do they want to do business with us? Is it because they're failing? We don't want to be associated with a failing company. And AEW seems to be signing all these people. They seem to be doing very well. So that is a reality. Now, if they check their stocks or whatever, they know the WWE is not ailing for money. WWE cries poor mouth all the time. They're like your aunt who has $1 million in the bank and she sends you $5 on her birthday and says, that's all I could really afford. Yeah, we know. We know. In the meantime, though, all the executives are getting million-plus contracts. If Vince McMahon took a 10% pay cut, he could hire back everybody he fired for 2 straight years. Just think about that. So this is nothing, zero, to do with budget cut. It just doesn't. It has to do, in my opinion, and again, I have no evidence this is true, but if you know anything about business, you know that when a company is looking to sell, often a prospective buyer will say, you have a lot of pork, meaning you have a lot of extra money going out to people who isn't really worth that money, and we're not sure we want to take on the responsibility of that. Because if the WWE sold tomorrow to anybody, they got to honor those contracts. Whatever you signed, if Lana's got $3 million coming for 5 years, then guess what? If I buy the WWE, I owe Lana that money. Period. I'm taking on that responsibility. So if I was a prospective buyer, I might say, well, let me look at all the contracts of these wrestlers to make sure, you know, what the profit margin is. I don't know, why are we giving these people this kind of money? We're not really into this. We understand why Brock Lesnar's making this. We understand why Roman Reigns is making this. We understand why AJ Styles is making this. Why is Lana making this money? Why is Braun Strowman making this money? He's not really doing anything. What's the deal with, you know, this one or that one? And then the WWE, if they want to make that deal, says, well, we'll cut that, Chief. We'll cut the pork out of that. We'll streamline our lineup so that it maximizes your potential to make a profit right away if you buy our company. So my mind has been sort of changed on this because I thought Vince is not ever going to sell this company. This is going to be his inheritance to Stephanie and Triple H. I'm not convinced of that anymore because this is the moves you make just before you do sell a company. And I said the same thing about the network. They'll never sell the network. And they sold the network. Now, maybe they want to buy the whole company now. Who knows what they want to do? There's been a lot of interest in the WWE as far as prospective buyers. Vince McMahon is getting up there. Now, the question is, would that include NXT? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they would strictly buy the WWE's whatever, and they'd say NXT is going to be a separate brand. It's not for sale. And they'd let Triple H have that baby. I don't know. Or maybe it comes as a package deal. What I do know is this is outrageous, and fans are not happy. And at the end of the day, that is the only thing you have to do is make the fans happy. Why should I get on this show and have to defend Aleister Black, who truthfully I never was a big fan of? Or Braun Strowman, who I said many times, if you're not going to find something to do with him, let him go, because you're just making a joke out of what used to be great. But the whole idea behind it is you did sign them, and it's your responsibility to make the fans care about them. And every time we do, you change them, or you sideline them, or you make them jabrones. You did it now with Bray Wyatt. That's why I said I don't know whether Bray Wyatt's on the chopping block or not. Bray Wyatt went from we can't print enough Fiend Elite figures, so you can't even find one in a store because they couldn't even print enough of them. That's how highly anticipated buying that figure was. Two, fans saying this is stupid. This is just dumb. Well, why is it stupid and dumb? It wasn't stupid and dumb when it started. You did that. You did that by the Hell in the Cell nonsense that you did with him and Seth Rollins. You did it with the return at WrestleMania to get squashed by Randy Orton. You're the ones who did it. You did it with Braun Strowman. He went from this great big giant hillbilly guy that you'd see in The Hills Have Eyes and say, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm dead, to a bodybuilder who plays apparently a stand-up bass and has little kids as his tag team partner. You did that. He didn't do that. You did it. You're the one who knew Aleister Black had this occult, almost Undertaker-like image, and he's not even 200 pounds. And instead of saying, well, if he comes to the main roster, we're going to have to change that. Make him more of a – he can be a little dark, but he's got to be more like of a kickboxer and a, you know. He's too small to have this – almost supernatural feel. Now, you did that. You're the ones who said, oh, no, we'll be fine. And then when he gets in the ring against somebody like Bobby Lashley and he's 1/8 of his size, you're like, well, this doesn't make any sense. That's why Undertaker and Kane worked. Okay, they're supernatural characters, but Jesus Christ, when they're in the ring, they're towering over people. You're like, oh, the size of this guy. I can believe you'd be scared of him. Braun Strowman the same way. Not Aleister Black, but you did that. And you're the ones also, I got on the fans, but you're also the ones who tried to kowtow to the fans at the wrong time. How come you listen to the fans when they say, we're offended that Aaliyah's 19 and Buddy Murphy's 30 and you're pretending they're going out? But you don't listen to them when they say you're destroying the Fiend's character. Stop it. How come? It's outrageous. There's not one person that got released yesterday that deserved to be released. Not one. Not even Santana Garrett, because she was due to make her Raw debut, I think. And they had that pulled right out from underneath her. Certainly none of the others. Not even Lana. There's a million and one things you could have done with Lana. You just have Eva Marie coming in. you could have had some kind of feud between them because they're both considered the, you know, beauty queen type. And she says, well, I know I'm beautiful, but I want to be a role model to all the girls that you can be something. Well, then turn Lana back to being a heel if that's what you want to do, and let her be the exact opposite. Braun Strowman, just reinvent him. Tell him, look, man, get off the juice. Get off the damn testosterone or whatever the hell you're taking. Because we all know you are. I mean, it's pretty damn obvious you don't go from the body you had to the body you have now because you're on the road and doing things, but you're just busting ass right now. That's just all natural bullshit. So get off that crap. Go back to just being that big, rugged, mean-looking hillbilly guy you'd run into in the backwoods of Kentucky somewhere and run for your life. And we'll promote you back as being that monster again. Or join Bray Wyatt over on SmackDown. Do whatever we're going to do. Reinvent him. No, no, can't do that. We don't have the time. That's a toy, and we're tired of playing with that toy. All the other WWE wrestlers better take a good hard look. Because if they can get rid of Braun Strowman, and they can get rid of Lana, they can sure as hell get rid of Sami Zayn. They can sure as hell get rid of Kevin Owens. They can sure as hell get rid of half a dozen people, Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander and quite a few people. Because I would argue that if you went to an arena and you had your choice of who will I see tonight? Will I see Cedric Alexander take on Sami Zayn, or I'll see Braun Strowman take on Omos? I know the better match would be Sami Zayn and Cedric Alexander, but I'd rather see Braun Strowman and Omos just for the sheer uniqueness of it. And it's going to draw more people. So, folks, I don't know what's going on. I wish I did. Todd, why, as WWE fans, should we buy into characters if they're just going to interchange them like they're changing their underwear?
You're absolutely right there. Like you said, they never did this when they were long, long time ago, back in the 80s. They didn't just release guys just like that. They pushed them and gave them something. Now, like, we don't have nothing for you. You're fired.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And, you know, Derek in the chat room was saying, well, what about Keith Lee? Well, Keith Lee's still there. And as much as I like Keith Lee, and I really, really do, and I think he could be very big for the WWE, I would have understood if they cut him to a certain extent because something's wrong. He hasn't been on TV for, like, what, almost a year? And they keep hinting at health problems. I don't know what the problem is. But if there is some kind of problem, be it heart-related or be it COVID-related or be it whatever the hell the problem is, if you can't get healthy, then I can understand them saying, well, we're not just going to pay you to stay home. I would get that. No, they're not doing that. Keith Lee is still there. So far, anyway, haven't heard much today. We'll see what happens if there's more. I heard there's going to be more cuts, but I heard most of the cuts are going to be from NXT UK. Now, if you're familiar with NXT UK, they signed about every worker in the UK, and they did it on purpose to try to kill independent wrestling in the UK. And now they're just overflooded with people where they couldn't possibly hope to use the amount of people they got on their roster. So if there's some cuts there, I understand those cuts. I even understand all the NXT cuts. No matter who gets cut from NXT, to some extent, unless it's, you know, Adam Cole or somebody, I kind of get it. Because if you're developmental down there and they're saying, it's not working. We don't see anything for the main roster and you're not really doing that great in the NXT anyway. I get it. I get cutting NXT guys. That's the nature of the business. I don't get cutting people who was in the main event of your last pay-per-view unless they did something egregiously wrong. If somebody says to me, well, Braun Strowman was, you know, something happened with him legally or something, I would say, okay, well, then I get it. No, that's not the case. They just said, oh, well, we amicably parted ways. Well, why? Well, it's budget cuts. Oh, bullshit. Budget cuts. Don't tell me that. No matter how you feel about Braun Strowman, whether you think he's a stiff or whether you liked him, he was a draw. And you made a huge mistake. Huge mistake. As far as the rest, again, I don't understand why you want to promote Aleister Black just to pull the rug out from underneath him. I don't understand why you didn't let Lana go when you let Rusev go, if that was going to be the case. But whatever. But here's what it proves to me. The WWE will lie to its fans and say, well, we're running like a well-oiled machine. We know everything that's happening here. We're doing, you know, our due diligence. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because you will never convince me that you allowed Braun Strowman to cut a promo on Monday night knowing he was going to be released. You will never convince me of that. You will never convince me that you spent time, money, and energy filming all of those Aleister Black vignettes and then introduced him in a big way during a championship match to cost somebody a shot at the title to set up a feud that will never happen because you knew he was going to be released. I don't believe that. You will never convince me that you knew Lana was going to be released when she wasn't even the one who lost the match this week. And by the way, had a new entrance and new clothing and all that kind of stuff. You will never convince me of that. This was all last minute decisions that happened over the week that literally happened between Monday and Wednesday. Happened Tuesday. So what happened on Tuesday, WWE? That's what all the fans need to know. What happened Tuesday? Tuesday something happened. And all of a sudden it became imperative that you make dramatic cuts. And they said, well, we had planned cuts for a long time because we knew we were going back on the road. I don't believe you. For the very reasons I said, Mike, I don't believe them.
I don't believe them either. Look, a couple things here. For God's sake. You bought yourself a freaking Bray Wyatt sweater, a freaking Fiend sweater, all right? They were selling fucking sweaters, you know, of the Fiend. Secondly, what happened when they first introduced Braun Strowman? And the late Luke Harper was there, and so was the other guy. And you were looking at it, and you say, okay, they were strong. The Wyatts were strong then. And then they introduced Braun Strowman as a black priest. You're thinking, well, fuck. Who's going to beat these guys? Right?
Yeah. Look, they had the world by the ass with a lot of these guys. These signings caused some stirring. Especially Aleister Black and Braun Strowman when he showed up. And they did nothing with them, really. I mean, they got some stuff out of Braun. They didn't get anything out of Aleister Black. Nothing at all, really. I don't know what to say, folks. The WWE doesn't know what they're doing from minute to minute. Today, we could have five more people announced or we could have five more signings announced. Tomorrow, the guy who's main eventing a pay-per-view will be gone the next day. We don't know what's going on because they don't know what's going on. And that's what the problem is. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio. Wrestling Chat Radio is a Savage Blade production.